Hallelujah.
1 Kings 19 and verse number 9. He came thither, talking about Elijah, unto a cave and lodged there, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" And he said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, and for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, slain thy prophets with the sword, and I only am left alone and left, and they seek my life to take it away." He said, "Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. Behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice." And it was so, when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him, saying, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" Amen. Can you say amen to the Lord's word? You may be seated this morning. I was thinking this morning when I was praying down here with the kids and they was getting a little restless. One time we was at my mom and dad's when Evan was little. Was praying before we got ready to leave, and Evan was praying about Blake's age, and he figured out that amen meant we was going to stop praying. Well, my dad was holding Evan, and he's praying for safety, and I heard Evan first time he said, "Amen." Well, we just kept praying. He said it real loud the next time, "Amen." And finally he said, "Say amen, Paul, say amen." But the scripture here says, very familiar, that a strong wind rent the mountains. The Bible says after the wind, said the Lord was not in the wind. Said the wind break in pieces the rocks. My God was moving there, but the Lord had something greater. The Bible says that after the wind there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake.
Shook the earth.
The Bible says after the earthquake, a fire. Now Elijah had just come off of Mount Carmel 40 days, maybe a few more than 40 days than that, because they had saw the fire fall, the rain had come, and Jezebel said, "I'm going to kill him," and he went running. He went running, he slept under a juniper tree and wished that he had died. An angel woke him up and said, "Eat, for the journey is too great for you." And the Bible said that he went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights and came to where he was in the mountain of God, Mount Horeb, and was there in a cave. The Bible says that while he was there, that God came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And he said what we read, said the "I've been very jealous," said, "I'm the only one, and I know that sometimes it seems like we're all alone, but God's still with us," amen. And I want to preach from this verse of Scripture, verse 12, said, "After the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire." Now, this is what I want to preach on this morning. The Bible says, "And after the fire, a still small voice." Can we hear the voice of God in our life? Are we too busy? Seems like that song she just sang said, in the daily grind of life, life gets so busy and so wide open. And I know we're heading into Christmas season and Christmas shopping and all of that that goes with it and everything. And how many will admit today that you're busier than you've ever been in your life? Will you lift your hand? Say, "I feel like I'm busier than I have ever been in my life." Excuse me. The Bible said a fire came. Elijah was on Mount Carmel and the fire of God came and burned up the sacrifice. And licked up the dust and the water and all of that. But here the Lord was not in the fire. He was in a still small voice. The Bible says, after the fire. They came in this order. The wind came, and then the earthquake, and then the fire. And then after the fire, a still small voice. After the fire is what I would like to preach on this morning. Will we survive the fire? Will we still be standing after the fire? Will we still be listening after the fire? Can God still speak to us after the fire? After the fire has burned in our life, after the test, after the trial, after the fire, will we still have a listening ear to God? That's what the direction that I'd like to preach today. God still speaks. Amen. There's a song that says, and they sing it around here sometimes, who will survive the storm that is raging? Who will be left when the battle is done? Who will survive the fire? After the fire, will we still be listening for God's voice? Amen. I want to read you a scripture in Corinthians before I move into this. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, the Bible tells us in verse 11, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, and stubble, listen, verse 13. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. God sends the fire into our life to see what we're made of. God sends the fire into our life to take away the things that is not important and that hinder us. God uses the fire in our life to purify us and see if we'll stand. Amen. God knows what He's doing. Do you believe that this morning? God has complete control. Many times, and we've asked God why, somebody said don't ever ask God why. I have to say that I've asked God why so many times. And even Jesus asked God why on the cross. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Many times we want to ask God why, but when we go to questioning God like we don't think He knows what He's doing, is when we get in trouble. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God does know what He's doing. He will send the fire into an individual's life. He will send the fire into a family. He will send the fire. The fire come from God. But after the fire, are we still there? After the fire, are we still standing? I tell the story about a man whose house burnt down. And he was walking through it. And he was a Christian man, and the house was all just ashes. And he walked in an area, and he kind of stepped on something, and it was a little, he didn't know it, it was just covered with ashes or whatever you want to call it, suet or whatever, and said that when he stepped on it, it started singing. Well, he kind of got to look and picked it up. Well, it was one of his daughter's baby dolls, and it had one of those push buttons in it, you know. And if you put, you know, inside it, and it had survived the fire. And he said the Lord dealt with him and said, do you still have a song after, you know, after this fire? This little baby doll was burnt to beyond recognition, but it hadn't lost its song. And see, many times when we go through the fire, amen, it's not for God to take our song away, amen, but it is for us to keep on singing, amen. God will send the fire in our life. Amen. To reveal who we really are. The Bible said, amen, every man's work shall be made manifest. It shall be revealed by fire. Listen to this. The fire shall try every man's work. God will try our lives with his fire. Amen. Y'all are quiet this morning. Praise the Lord. After the fire. After the fire is gone out. Amen. Elijah is still there. He's still waiting. And the Bible says a still small voice. My God, that fire comes in our life and it's not easy to survive it. But it's God's will for us to survive it. It's God's will for us to still be standing after the fire. Amen. So let's preach right here. Amen. A still small voice. Still. Calm. Quiet. Amen. A still small voice. Do we hear God's voice? Amen. I didn't say do we hear the thunder. Because it's easy to hear the thunder when God, amen, thunders from heaven. When God speaks and sends the thunder, amen, or God speaks, amen, in a loud voice, and what shakes the earth, amen, even the sinners can hear it. Even the sinners can recognize it. Amen. Even nations can recognize something's going on. And whole groups of people will fall on their knees and begin to seek God. Amen. But what about that quiet voice? What about that still voice? Amen. That God wants to speak into our hearts. I believe that God wants us to be in such a in tune position with God. Such in line with communication with God that we can hear God whisper our name. Speak to us this morning. Now I'm struggling with my voice this morning, and I might be struggling with a little bit more that I brought back from Mexico than the souvenirs. Might be just something else tagged on to me there, but we'll try to get through it if y'all will help me this morning. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the privilege to be here. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us. I pray, Lord, that you help us, Lord. This morning, I know that you would like to speak to us in a special way. I know, Lord, that we may be tired in body this morning. There may be other hindrances, Lord, that is with us. But God, I know that you're able to give us strength, and somebody needs to meet you, God, in this altar this morning. Somebody needs to hear from God this morning. We all need to hear from you, Lord. I'm fully aware of my weaknesses, Lord. I'm fully aware, God. Oh, Lord, the weakness that I have, but I'm also aware of your grace and your anointing and your spirit and your glory that can touch a heart and a life and help us. We thank you for it this morning. We give you praise. Can we lift our hands and give God praise this morning? Thank you for being in your house, Lord, this morning. I thank you, Jesus, for the privilege to worship your name. God, anoint us today. Anoint our hearts and ears. Help us, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Who will survive the storm? Who will survive the fire? After the fire, I know you read that story in 1 Samuel where David came to Ziklag. The Bible says that the Philistines had invaded the land. It's that scripture where the Bible said David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. You know, the Bible said that they burnt that city with fire. Amen. And they took all of them captive. Amen. Who will survive the fire? The Bible said that David and his men wept until they had no more power to weep. Amen. You talking about a fire that had burned in their life. Amen. They spake of stoning David. And the Bible says in verse 6, David was greatly distressed. For the people spake of stoning him because of the soul of all the people was grieved. Every man for his sons and for his daughters. But, I'm talking about after the fire, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Amen. Here is Elijah in this cave. Amen. Here comes the wind. Here comes the earthquake. And here comes the fire. And after the fire, Elijah's still there. After the fire, Elijah's still standing. After the fire, he's still listening and he can still hear. Now I want to know in our life, are we going to still be standing after the fire? Are we still going to be listening after the fire? Are we still going to be able to hear from God? David called to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, said, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David, and David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? Amen. And he answered him, pursue, thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. David heard from God after the fire, and if we ever needed to hear from God, it's in that critical moment after we've survived the storm, after we went through the test, amen, after we're standing there on the other side of the valley. God help us to stand, God help us to survive, God help us to hold on, amen. There's a song that said, hold on to that last thread of hope. Sometimes you don't have a rope to tie a knot into. Amen. All you got is a little thread to hold on to. Let me tell you, saints of God, this morning, God's still on the throne. Amen. And when God don't speak in the wind, hold on. There's a still small voice coming. When God don't speak through the earthquake, hold on. There's still a voice coming. When God don't speak in the fire, there's still a voice coming. The Bible said, after the fire, a still small voice. Amen. There have been times in my life I wondered if I could hang on through the fire to hear the voice of God. I hope my voice don't bother y'all this morning. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 40, amen, we get in such a hurry. Well, surely God would have spoke to me by now. The wind came through. The earthquake came through. The fire came through. The Bible said in Psalms 41, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet on a rock, established my goings. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. Amen. Maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside the lies. Thank you. She shared her water with me this morning. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. I'm talking about be still. Amen. The still small voice. Not be still, but that still small voice. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, Psalms 37 says. Amen. Because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Hallelujah. I'm talking about after the fire. Waiting patiently for God. I know God is in this wind. Amen. But this wasn't where God was going to speak to him. You see, God sent the wind, but that wasn't where he was going to speak to Elijah. God sent the earthquake, but that wasn't where he's going to speak to Elijah. God sent the fire. Amen. But it was after the fire. Amen. And fire will come in our life. Tests and trials will come in our life. Amen. And God wants to know if we're still going to be standing after the fire is over. Wait patiently for him. How many of y'all like to wait? Raise your hand if you just love to wait. I mean, I don't care if it's in line at McDonald's or in line at Walmart or whatever. You just love to wait. You want to find the longest line and wait. Nobody likes to wait. But God wants us to wait on him. God wants us to wait on that voice from God. Wait on that direction from God. Amen. It's so important that we create in our life, amen, an attitude that said, I will wait until God speaks to me. I will wait until God deals with me. I will wait even if I have to wait through the wind. Amen. You know, that was probably disappointing to Elijah for God not to be in the wind. Amen. The earthquake, that was probably disappointing for Elijah for God not to be in the earthquake. Amen. That was probably, it could have possibly been disappointing. Amen. When God wasn't in the fire. Hallelujah. But he kept on waiting. He kept on waiting for that. Amen. God, however you want to fix it. Amen. That's all right with me. We must wait on God. So many times we get in such a hurry. Is anybody in a hurry this morning? Y'all don't lie to me. Every one of us are in a hurry. Everybody in this life is in a hurry. We're going somewhere. We're always in a hurry. We've got to go. We've got to do something. But let me tell you something. God is not in a hurry. Why should he be? He has no beginning and he has no end. He has no, he's always been and he will always be. Why should he be in a hurry? God help us today, amen, to wait on God to speak after the fire was a still small voice. I read the other day, said, amen, in the hush and calm. The song, it said, the song that sings the hush and calm in our hearts has two verses, and that is, be still and know. Hallelujah. Be still and know that I am God is what Psalms 46 and 10 said. Be still and know that I'm God. If we'll get quiet enough, God will speak to us. If we'll hold on long enough, God will speak to us. Amen. God came to him on that mountain in a still, small voice. It was a quiet voice. Amen. The Bible said it was a still voice. It was a calming voice. Amen. You know, a mother can calm, amen, a child with her voice. Amen. A father, you know, can calm a child with her voice. I remember somebody telling me about, amen, their son or daughter, some would always sing to the baby, amen, when they was, you know, expecting, sing to them in their, you know, when they was still in the womb, and said when they was there, at, when the child was born, so they said, be quiet, I think it was the dad. Amen. Y'all probably, amen, run to me after church and tell me who it was. Amen. But they said, be quiet, be quiet. We want him to cry, because when that dad would speak to that baby just calmed down and quit crying because he had heard his voice so much. Amen. Wouldn't you like to be that way about God and with God? Amen. Know his voice so much. Amen. Know when he is speaking. Hallelujah. God speaks through many ways. Hallelujah. God speaks through nature. God speaks through everyday life. God speaks through the Bible. God speaks through preachers. God speaks through songs and songwriters. Amen. He's speaking today. But it's that still, small voice. We've got to be at the place where we can hear him. How many is God speaking to this morning, but they're too busy to hear? How many is God speaking to, but they're not in his presence? But God is speaking. The Bible said a small voice. Just a little small voice. Amen. You know, God is so great and so powerful that we cannot even imagine his power. United States military or every military in the world has nothing in comparison to the power of God. Matter of fact, the Bible says that God sits in the heavens and laughs. Amen. When men revile and rise up. Amen. He laughs at them. The Bible said that the nations are as a drop in the bucket to God. Amen. It's nothing to God. All these things are nothing. I put my cup over here that my wife gave me in front of my clock and I'm out of time. Man, she brought me that water and I set it in front of the clock and now y'all are in trouble. But small voice. God is so great, but he reaches so small. Nobody is too little for God. Nobody is insignificant to God. Nobody that God doesn't care about. You say, well, God don't care about me, my situation, my family. I'm a nobody. I'm a misfit. I don't fit in class. I don't fit in at school. I don't fit in at the work. I don't fit in my family. I'm a nobody. Nobody is a nobody to God. He reaches so small. He's so great, but He reaches so small. Look at the small things that God used in the Bible. He used one little stone to bring down Goliath. He used Moses' rod to lead the people out of Egypt. Amen. He used a little boy's lunch to feed thousands. Amen. And God wants to take a small life here this morning and use it for His glory. It was a still, small voice. When God had sent the rain, there was a cloud the size of a man's hand. Just the cloud that was the size. They didn't say the shape, the size of a man's hand that rose out of the sea. Amen. After the fire, a still, small voice. You say, God, speak to me. If God speaks in a whisper, will you hear Him? God, speak to me. Brother Sam, God don't ever speak to me. Don't ever. What if God whispers? Will you hear it? Or is life so busy? Is everything going so full blast that God can't whisper? The Bible says it was a small voice. We need to get in the presence of God when we seek God's will and hear from God. We must hear from God. We must know that it's God. The fire, after the fire, the voice came. Amen. They done a, y'all, I may have told this before and y'all heard it, but they done a study, scientists done a study, amen, about the ears and the brain. They had, amen, all these wires hooked up to this little baby. Amen. And they would take a, they used the same sounds all through with every human, but they had looking for brain waves and activity, and they would use sounds. They done a fire truck. This little newborn baby, that fire truck, just barely any brain waves. Maybe a candy wrapper. Use a candy wrapper. Somebody else, a stranger, spoke. But then they would take like his mother's voice or his father's voice. And all of a sudden, the brain waves would just be active. And man, all of a sudden, alert. Amen. That's the way we need to be with God. Then when they would take a little older child, amen, maybe, and played the same sounds, a lullaby, amen, would catch his attention, the mother's voice, and then on and on, up in age, and finally this older child, amen, the fire truck grabbed his attention all of a sudden. The mother's voice didn't have as much reaction in the brain as the fire truck or the candy wrapper, amen, or the little toy. And that's the way we become with God. When we first get saved, we can't get enough of the Bible. Can I get a witness this morning? When we first come to God, we want to go to church all the time. Can somebody say amen this morning? We want to be in His presence. But as time goes by, we're more interested in the weak and beggarly elements of this world. The fire truck gets our attention more than the voice of God, our Father. A still, small. Can you say small this morning? If God speaks to you in a small voice, will we hear? Lord, help us today. I'm preaching on after the fire, a small voice. God starts out many things small. Amen. We want everything big. We want everything great. Sister Honey even sent me a picture yesterday of a guy in North Carolina caught a 112-pound catfish. I said, man, that's a baby compared to what we catch, me and Evan. I mean, we tear them up now. I mean, everybody wants something big. I'm almost done. Everybody wants something great. But you know, David killed Goliath because he had been keeping sheep. David went down to the battle because he carried cheese. David would have never killed Goliath if he wasn't willing to carry the groceries. And us, we say, well, I'll preach, I'll sing, I'll teach Sunday school, I'll pastor, I'll, you know, do something great. But what about carry the groceries? Hey, us preachers need to be fed. All of them out there on the battlefield, man, he said, David, take this cheese and bread. That's what he took down there, was cheese and bread. Take them down to your brothers. Amen. God help us. Amen. Everybody's on the same level with God. There is no big I or little you. God help me. I'm out of time preaching this morning. Amen. But God said, don't despise the day of small things. We give glory to the great. Amen. But, you know, God looks at things different. Amen. And this was a small voice. This, amen, the earthquake had shook the mountains. Surely God's in it. No. Amen. The wind had broke rocks in two. Amen. What a mighty wind. The fire came. Amen. And God uses fire. But after the fire, that still small, small, small. What about the small things in our life? The daily reading of our Bible. The daily going, amen, to God in prayer. The faithfulness to the house of God. Just being faithful at church. Being faithful in paying our tithes. Amen. God wants us, amen, to take care of the small things. Small things. Not the big things. We got a line over here that's going to recruit for doing great things for God. It's out the back door. We got a line over here just to do the small things for God. The things that every one of us can do. Every one of us can be faithful to God. Every one of us can read our Bible and pray. Every one of us can attend God's house and worship His name and say thank you. But for some reason, we all want to be over here in the line to do all the great things. But you know who does the great things? Those that are in the line to do the small things. Because He said, you've been faithful in the small things. I'll make you, you've been faithful in few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Amen. He gave them talents. Amen. And they multiplied them. God help us. I said, God help us. It was a small voice. Don't ever push away the small things of God. Because the small things is what God turns into great miracles and wonderful things in our life. The Bible says a voice. A still, small voice. It wasn't just a noise. It was words. It was a person speaking. It was God. There's a song I've mentioned that said, He still speaks. I know His voice. Stand together with me this morning. I wish I could have preached better to you. You're here this morning and you feel like you're nothing. Feel like you're a misfit. Feel like you're out of place. Nobody cares, you know. Maybe nobody even knows how you feel. But I feel in my heart this morning, you may be here this morning. I want you to know you have a place with God. If you would just listen to me just for a moment. Maybe a young person. While every head's bowed and every eye closed, I'm going to tell you what I feel in my heart. You have a place with God. God has a special call on your life. God has a special plan for you. Feel like you're a misfit? You may even feel unwanted. Say, I'm really unwanted. I'm really in the way. You're not in the way this morning. God wants to take your life. Make something wonderful out of it. Say, I'm so insignificant, small, it doesn't matter. You matter to God this morning more than I could ever tell you. More than my weak, feeble words could ever say. God cares so much about you. He spoke to you, remember? God has touched your life. God has directed you in your life. Small things. Saints of God here this morning, you want to do something great for God. God wants you to do something great for Him. But He's saying, be faithful in the small things, and then I'll bring you to the great things. While Sister Bethany plays this morning, I'm going to make an altar call. I don't know if you'll come this morning, but you're here. And I'd like to pray with you because God has a special plan for your life. I may not know you. I may not know nothing about you, but God knows how many hairs is on your head. The Bible says He knows the numbers of hair that is upon your head. You're very special to God. Very special to Him. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us this morning in our hearts. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace, and thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You're here this morning, maybe a young person, older person, I don't know who you are, but you feel insignificant. Maybe you feel unworthy. You feel down. Maybe you're depressed. Maybe your mom or dad may not even know. Nobody knows. There's no way I could know this morning. I don't even have to know. I'm not trying to impress anybody or anything. I would just like to reach you this morning because God cares. Can you feel the Holy Ghost in this place this morning? Maybe in song. Why? Because He cares. He loves us. He's drawing us to Him. Saying, come home. Come home. You that are with me, come home. I want to make this altar call. The Lord's dealing with you. Don't be ashamed. It's just us here this morning. But you step out. Come on. I'm going to pray with you this morning. There's others that are praying with you. There's people that care about you this morning. Don't you step out of me first. Only God knows what you can do in your life. Come on. God cares. There's others that's coming. That's right. I pray with you. Come on. That's it. Come on. That's right. Come on. I want to pray this morning. Pray. I want to talk to God. Somebody else this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus, God cares. God loves you this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're not coming to me, you're coming to God. You're not coming to this church, you're coming to God. You may be here, I may be preaching. God's the one that you like to go. God cares for you, son. You have a special plan, and it's in God's hands. The devil said your life is worth it. Might as well just end it. You're a misfit. You're worthless. Ah, the devil. God loves you. We're going to pray for Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's gather around and pray. Maybe you want to seek the Lord. Maybe you need to be more dedicated in small things.